Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We walked in today. And we were like, what are we going to do on the first day of the show? And our producer was like, I know what you're going to do. You are going to, in true back-to-school tradition, ons gaan mondeling doen.
Ja.
My vakantie. So has everyone done their homework in this circle?
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Have you prepared your mayfuck? I've prepared mine. Have you got yours?
I've prepared mine. Joe was eindelijk die eerste in die klas reg met syne.
Kijk vir jou. Kijk vir jou. So, coming up next on The Drive with Rob and Roz, in true back-to-school tradition, my vakansies. Is jylle reg?
Is jy reg?
I'm very ready for this. Listen. Eerste dag terug. Henry says, play Snotkop's Dick in December as your intro to the monologue. Henry, how's it, by the way? Brandon, Puleng, everyone dropping us a message here. Wayne, we appreciate you as well. Jacques, ons sien vir jou. Who wants to start? My vakantie?
Ek sal begin.
Okay, begin vir ons, Ruzan.
Goeiemorgen, klas en Jacaranda FM.
Goeiemorgen.
Morgen.
My naam is Roseanne. My vakantie was heerlik. My skoonouers het van Engeland af kom kuier en my ma ook. Ons het Kersdag by die huis gevier. Ek het kos gemaak vir 9 mense en lekker champagne gedrink en gedans op Kersliedjies in my kombuis. Dit is die een dag van die jaar wat ek kos maak en almal het my kos geniet. Ons het Home Alone 2 gekyk op die TV en ook Red One. Ons het 4 dae in die Drakensberge spandeer en perd gery, gestap en geswem en geëet. Dit was lekker om met my familie te wees. Ek wil nou nog 'n vakansie hê, want ek is moeg van my vakansie. Dankie klas en Jacaranda FM.
Yay!
I really want our producer to find that recording. I just like pitch it up like chipmunkets.
Yes.
So that we can go proper grade 1 on it. That sounds a lot like mine, by the way.
Rob, vertel vir ons van jou vakansie.
Laat ek vir jou gou van my vakansie vertel. Let me just find the right WhatsApp here that I sent earlier.
No computer, no WhatsApp.
Ek sien vir mos my rekenaar is weg.
Okay.
My vakansie was goed. Ek was by die huis en in Clarence. Clarence is in die Free State, in die berge. Ons het baie braais gehav en ons het op 'n quadbike geraid. Ek het weer The Holiday gekyk en The Grinch. Vir Kersfees het ek potatoes gemaak. Ek het baie vriende gehav by New Year's. Baie. Baie, baie. My huis was gerek. Ons het vir 3 days skoon gemaak. Vir my birthday het ons na 'n spa gegaan. Ek het 'n gemassage. Dit was heerlik. Ek is bly om by die werk te wees, maar ek wil slaap nog.
Ek het gemassage. Ek het 'n gemassage. Okay.
Brandon says, nooit weer die hele.
That's what you said about our Afrikaans en Sesotho liedjies.
We need Joe Mans. It's still on the way. Honestly, I think he's got the best of the lot so far.
100%.
I read yours and I was giggling my brain. So we'll get into Joe's May Vakantie in a second. Annelie has sent us a 19-second WhatsApp. We're going to check that out.
Yes.
I hope it's her own May Vakantie.
And not a ridicule of our May Vakantie.
No. If you want to play, you are entitled to share your vakantie. 084-850-942. You have to start it like grade 1. My vakansie and tell us the story. And tell it to us badly. Otherwise, you're not going to make it on the radio today. We're in the middle of our my vakansie. Because we've got to report back. Mm-hmm. That's what the producers told us to do today. So we've done our grade 1 homework. The only person who owes us a mondeling. Joe Mann.
Mm-hmm.
My vakansie, asseblief.
Hello, Rob, Roz and Span. My name is Joe. And ek is Seva, maar... 6 jaar oud, dis 24.
Dis 42.
Dis 24 of 42. Ek het 'n nuwe meisie Tebogo en ek is dankbaar vir haar. Hihihi, dis snaaks, want Tebogo is dankbaar in Sotho. Ons het baie gepoetjie, gebraai en genaai swem. Ons het troe fatigue, want ons het baie van hulle geattend. Die hoogpunt van die vakansie was om die Proteas te ondersteun by Supersport Park in die Boxing Day test. Ons het baie bier gedrink en 'n groot bierslang gemaak met die koppies. Dankie.
Baie dankie, Joe.
I'm so
I'm so grateful that you finished the word ons het genight swim. Ek het iets anders gehoor, Joe.
Ons het genight swim. Stein, Joe, nee. Laughing face, laughing face, laughing. This is the best that you.
Good work.
It
sounds like you had fun.
Well, except for not knowing the difference between 24 and 42.
I mean, it happens to the best of us.
But also, you know, that's also how I feel sometimes.
Are you a mathematician?
No.
Exactly. Then we are not judging.
We listen, we don't judge.
24-year-old me.
Sean out of Sudan is listening. Never mind, Joe, my man, Aish class.
Because Sean said they've had a hectic day and he was going to play Rob's speech back. But now I think Joe is the one that's getting played back.
We told you, Joe's the winner today. How long was your watching the cricket beer snake?
Well, I mean, just ours was probably about like, about 30 beers long. And there were like four of us that were drinking.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
That's respectable.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was, and I mean, we got there a little bit late. So, you know, the beer started flowing a bit later than they should have.
I remember years ago going to watch England on tour at the Wanderers.
Yes.
And the Barmy Army was in town. Mm. And they had a beer snake that went around the entire outfield of the Wanderers cricket.
No.
Every time, because you had to pay for your cup. And they had pounds, so they don't care. So they just got a new cup every time they kept them.
Yeah.
And they beer snaked the entire length of the Wanderers Stadium. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Maybe
Barmy Army.
You're married to one.
Ek weet.